Now, we're going to go through all the evidence of fraud, the exit polls, after the polls close, the middle of the night when the counting had supposedly stopped, trucks in Michigan in a replay of 2 years ago, all the same tools, all the same scams, but with targeted machine outages in Republican precincts and key battlegrounds. Not a smattering in random places, a few big cities, a lot of small towns, not some Democrat outages, some Republican area outages, but precise outages where Republicans were seeing massive swings in not just for statewide elections, not just federal elections, but in key city elections where the machine needs to keep their local Democrats in charge so they can steal it for the state Democrats and the federal Democrats.
And these last points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. Too accurate for sand people.
Well, they did it. They stole this election at a level even more naked and more brazen by orders of magnitude than 24 months ago. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, November 9th, 2022 transmission. We've got a bunch of expert guests, Jim Hoff, Gateway Pundit, Roger Stone, obviously expert on what just happened, as well as Darren Beatty and more, working on getting Steve Bannon and others. We'll also open the phones up on what you witnessed on the critical election day yesterday and ongoing in many areas like Arizona, Georgia, and, of course, Nevada. We've got all the numbers on that. It looks like Georgia is going to decide whether the Republicans get a one-senator majority in the Senate. Herschel Walker could save the Senate. A great guy who they've definitely targeted and demonized, but we're going to get to all of that with Jim Hoff coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to get to all of that with Roger Stone coming up in 55 minutes. We're going to get to all of that throughout the day and look at the numbers and go over the facts. But here's the big takeaway I want everybody to really let sink in here. The globalists are cornered rats. They've painted themselves into a corner. Their house is on fire. We're in it with them is the problem. And the fact that they stole the election 2 years ago caused a seismic shift against them in all the polls and studies and numbers. We're going to go over those. And then this latest theft that was completely naked and brazen, and we have the smoking guns, we'll go over, like exit polls that showed massive, massive Republican swing by Democrats. And that's what I see on the ground, not just in Texas, but around the country as well. Everybody's witnessing it, where Tulsi Gabbard becomes an independent Republican. Joe Rogan becomes a Republican. I mean, it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. Everybody's waking up. It's how woke are they? Are they going from being a Republican to an anti-globalist like Tucker Carlson? You know, there's Alex Jones on one end of the true woke. You've got the totally mind-controlled that support the corporate fascist model that operates using communism on the other end. And so all the societal cultural numbers worldwide show a surge towards populism and capitalism and family and basic stuff that works that God gave us. But there's a surge worldwide of absolute election theft financed by the big central banks and quarterbacked by the criminals that run the Central Intelligence Agency that are in the U.S. news bragging 2 years ago they helped steal the election. Big Time Magazine article about that. And they're bragging today how they did this with big tech. And there's many ways they do it with voter suppression, with 95% of the links going to Democrats, with blocking their bad policies. I mean, there's that suppression. Then there's all the key battleground counties and cities that were swinging wildly to the Republicans from Texas to New Jersey to Michigan to Wisconsin to Georgia to Pennsylvania to Nevada to Arizona to New Mexico. In come the cavalry, and the machines malfunction in the most red districts and red precincts inside blue cities. And they say, don't worry, just put your ballots here. We'll count them, wink, 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 in the next few days and weeks. And then you know the rest of the story once they get their hands on them at the special tabulation center in Maricopa County, Arizona, run by the lady neck and neck with Carrie Lake. Yes, her opponent is running the election, her own election. And then you wonder why the Republican areas that were surging with, we're talking 70, 80% voter turnout, the biggest ever by Republicans in a midterm. But despite the fact we have higher Republican turnout, they admit, oh, magically, the Democrats will probably get the Senate, just like last time in Georgia with a runoff 2 years ago, and maybe 10 House members in the House of Representatives will be Republican over the line. And so you'll have a narrow majority, but controlled by a bunch of neocons, exactly what I've been predicting would happen with this giant red tsunami being blocked by the seawall. I tried to be optimistic, but Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith early yesterday called it. They said, no, it's the same thing 2 years ago. I said, it looks like it, but let's be optimistic. And by 11 o'clock at night, it was very, very clear what had happened. They threw everything they had at this. So let's just pull back here, because there's a lot to unpack. And it's not just for this audience, obviously, that's massive and important and incredible. It's for everybody else tuning in today that's not normally part of the audience. They need to understand your birthright's being stolen. And under the New World Order, you're going to be poor and destitute if you're even allowed to live. So understand that and wake up. But, you know, they did wake up. Exit polls on places like CNN and ABC and NBC all found 70 to 85% in that spectrum, most of them in the mid-70s. I've got literally more than 20 exit polls from different regions here, found that the vast majority were against the collapsing economy, against the prices exploding, the inflation, against the open borders, against the war in Ukraine, against and almost 75%, 74% blame Joe Biden and the Democrats. So Democrats are coming out saying, I voted Republican the first time in my life. The majority of them in these video exit polls and scientific exit polls. And they're saying that they blame Joe Biden, but they voted in a landslide, because it was a Democrat landslide in opposition to the Republican tsunami. So it was massive voter turnout. Who really believes that? No, the smoking gun is the exit polls coupled with the key districts having the computers go out all day long in different areas, and all in the specific key, not just states we said it would happen, but in the very districts and sub-districts and precincts that had the highest Republican turnout. No problems in all the Democrat areas. And the same thing happened in Houston. Same thing happened in Dallas. Same thing happened in San Antonio. Almost no news coverage. And then you find out who they hired around the country to run all these computer failures. And they're all well-known, discredited, famous Democrat operatives who've been caught and disgraced, is the headline, in other botched, oh, it was an oopsie. It was all just a big accident to help the Democrats steal it over and over again. And they'll just be sent to another state, another city, to do it all over again. So here's the big takeaway. They stole the last election. They just stole this election massively. Republicans should have gotten 54, 56 seats in the Senate, an extra 60-plus seats, bringing them to 40-something seats over the line with a big majority in the House, but they didn't. And, yeah, a lot of that was the Republican leadership blew the money, didn't support good candidates because they're part of the establishment, the rhinos, the neocons at the top that are battling in their own civil war for control of the Republican Party against the populist movement whose figureheads are Donald Trump and Mr. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis. So there's that, but they've now painted themselves into a corner, causing even bigger political realignment. It's not going to dissuade people from voting. It's going to make them vote more. Like I said 2 years ago, this election theft won't make you vote less. It'll make you vote more to go and prove it and show it. So you don't give up. You go with even bigger numbers until you finally get 70% of people that vote who are registered voting Republican. There's no way to steal at that number. But the Republicans only got, in most areas, into the 60s. And so they were able to do it. And this is what I learned covering elections for 28 years and actually working elections in Travis County, that's famous for election fraud here in Austin, is always at 1 a.m. they steal it. And they have a few token Republicans in there, but Democrat big city machine systems never go red again. They just don't do it. Republican districts can flip because they're not engaged in organized crime and fraud. I know Republicans. They're not perfect, but on average, they are a whole different animal compared to Democrats. They're afraid to speed, run red lights, you know, anything. They're not risk takers, and they don't want to commit crimes. You know, they see it as valuable that they're a good person. And the left just laughs at us. And I'm not saying we should be criminals like them, but what are we going to do? I'll break it down when we come back. This is huge news. Stay with us. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or Infowars.com or Newswars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to Infowarsstore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at Infowars.com, and the support of the fight starts at Infowarsstore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. The deep state is desperate. Their massive theft and blocking the huge red tsunami of populist awakening will only backfire on them. But that means they're going to go to the full authoritarian model. There's now an MSM.com headline calling for the United States to become an authoritarian nation for our own good. Merging corporations with government to enforce the edict. U.S. democracy slides towards competitive authoritarianism. MSM.com. It's time to get rid of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, states the New York Times and Washington Post. It's all happening right now. Now, we're going to go through all the evidence of fraud, the exit polls, after the polls close, the middle of the night when the counting had supposedly stopped, trucks in Michigan, in a replay of 2 years ago, all the same tools, all the same scams, but with targeted machine outages in Republican precincts in key battlegrounds. Not a smattering in random places, a few big cities, a lot of small towns, not some Democrat outages, some Republican area outages, but precise outages where Republicans were seeing massive swings in not just for statewide elections, not just federal elections, but in key city elections where the machine needs to keep their local Democrats in charge so they can steal it for the state Democrats and the federal Democrats. So we saw theft in senatorial, theft in gubernatorial. We see theft in the congressional. It's all happening. And it's very simple, and you can use the example of Oklahoma City, where General Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, saw columns way back at the back of the building blown off with perfect blast points on it from plastic explosive, and the truck bomb was only the secondary distractionary explosion. Pillars right up by the truck weren't blown out or even damaged, but ones back in the back were blasted off. And of course, you see this talked about in fiction in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, when they come across the land crawler and that Luke Skywalker's uncle had bought the droids from that had the Death Star plans and all the Jawas are dead. And he says, I've never heard of sand people hitting something this big. And he says, that's because they didn't. Look at these blast points shooting out perfectly the gears of the machine. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. And their footsteps, their paths are side by side. It's all in your face. Here's a blast from the past.
And these blast points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. Too accurate for sand people.
What we're dealing with here is a New World Order that thinks we're stupid, but we're not. And the more they steal elections, the more they engage in this type of behavior, it's only going to, again, make people be forced to wake up. But the globalists know that, so they're bringing in the authoritarian deep state, homeland security, cashless society, social credit score model. And you're going to have a lot of Republicans and people in the establishment that are going to play along as ceremonial individuals. So the illusion of a two-party system, a two-party state is there. But really, this is the uniparty. As Laura Loomer said very early last night, when everybody was celebrating, thinking it was a big red tsunami and it had made it through the censorship wall. When all that was coming out, when all that was being laid out, she said, no, they're going to steal it tonight and into tomorrow. They've got their warehouses full of their so-called mail-in ballots. And whatever they need, they're going to then produce. And they're going to do it over and over and over again as long as they control the Justice Department and as long as they control the corporate media. And then that means all of their other agendas are going to be carried out after that. And it is a hellish agenda that they are establishing and setting up for us. But the good news is, the average Democrat that's been going along with this, all the numbers show, are breaking with the Democratic Party and awakening. And so there's only a matter of time, no matter how much totalitarianism and authoritarianism they try to put on our backs, no matter how much of that is pushed on us, it's not going to work in the end. The intimidation never works. And so this tyranny, this group of criminals will fall. This shadow puppeteer marionette system will go down. The question is, what are we going to build on its ashes? And they intend to bring down the old corrupt governments and the old order with the Great Reset to build back better and bring in a technocracy even worse. So we have to culturally, intellectually, financially, spiritually expose that and oppose that while also building a better system in our homes, in our businesses, in our churches, in our lives, in what we do, getting back to God, getting back to what's truly enriching us and enriching others. And that very example of us and our excellence and our truthfulness and our honorableness will then be the light in that gathering darkness. So we are repeating history in a big, big, big way right now. I want to play a clip, a very short clip of Tucker Carlson last night at 7 o'clock, predicting that they cannot lose because they've committed so many crimes, they know they're all going to go to prison, and really predicting what did indeed happen. So here's Tucker Carlson calling it.
Not since the men of ancient Athens scratched their preferences on pottery shards has a democratic election been freer or fairer than the one we saw in this country 2 years ago. That's what you have heard a lot. Joe Biden got more votes than any president ever, 81 million at least. And every single one of those votes was entirely real. There was no cheating of any kind. Every mail-in ballot belonged to a real person who voted just once. No Dropbox was stuffed. Nobody coached dementia patients in nursing homes to vote the Democratic line. Even Vladimir Putin somehow decided to stay out of that election. Tech oligarch Mark Zuckerberg did get involved. He spent $400 million to control the mechanics of the election, but for the very best reasons. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to keep voters safe from the deadly coronavirus. His reward is in heaven. And above all, in case you were wondering, voting machines around this country recorded the legitimate results with flawless precision. The machines counted each vote cast for each candidate and awarded those votes accordingly. Can you see the software that would prove that happened? Well, no, you can't. As with the body cam footage from Nancy Pelosi's house, you don't have the necessary clearance to see it. But you can know that electronic voting machines are 100% safe and reliable. And that's why government officials have told you again and again that...
The press is reporting on a major run on iodine. Iodine of any type, the medical, potassium iodide, deep earth crystal iodine, atomic iodine, you name it, people are buying it off the shelves all over the world because of the threat of nuclear war with Russia and the Ukraine situation with NATO and the United States and a proxy war with Vladimir Putin. I'm not promoting X3 as some panacea that protects you from nuclear war. In fact, if there is a hydrogen bomb attack or an atomic bomb attack, it only protects you from some of the fallout, a few of the isotopes. The answer to stopping nuclear war is peace and speaking out. That's what we need. And former President Trump's been talking a lot about that. The reason I promote high-quality iodine is for what it does to your immune system, what it does for your cells, what it does for your energy, your stamina, your libido. We have the very best iodine out there with all three types of the very best in triiodine X3. And despite the fact there's a run on iodine happening right now, we're offering it at 50% off until it sells out. It's been sold out for many months. It's finally back in stock. X3 exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Look, it's not just that iodine can block some radioactive isotopes. That's not what we sell it. What it does block is the bad halogens, chlorine, fluoride, bromine, bromide, and a bunch of other bad halogens. It's the good halogen associated with higher IQ, mental clarity, again, stamina, libido, you name it. And X3 is back in stock at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a true 360 win. Fund the InfoWar at this critical time, keep us on air, and experience the power of X3. Now look, an aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Coffee kicks in 30 minutes. This takes 2 weeks to kick in. Take two drops every morning and experience the power of X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.